reporters and photojournalists choose to tell stories without choosing sides. They call it objectivity. But that's not the only way to photograph history. Documentary photographer Jim Alexander unabashedly picks sides. What comes of his approach is featured in a show called Participant Observer at the Tubman African American Museum in Macon. I'm Grant Blankenship of GPB, and I got to talk with Jim Alexander about his work. Jim Alexander has done a lot of things.
Bookstore owner.
General manager of a newspaper delivery service.
Detailed cars.
I was a diesel engine mechanic.
I ran a pool room.
But what defines Alexander are his camera and his activism. The proof is on the gallery wall. Images of the black musicians and artists Alexander loves. Dizzy Gillespie, Duke Ellington, Eddie Kirkland. Then politics. Ku Klux Klan protests, the South African liberation movement, civil rights marches. But to see how it started, Alexander takes me to an image of a tiny bed.
I remember when I told you that I ran a pool room?
He picked up photography in the Navy. The tiny bed was his quiet place after leaving the Navy in the 1950s, his refuge during some rough and tumble days. Eventually, he cleaned up, picked up a camera again, and visited this place one more time.
I shot a picture of that room. That was my room.
Light streams in from a slit through a window onto a slack pillow with the imprint of a sleeper's head. Like all of Alexander's work, this is a personal document. Eventually, Alexander worked nights in newspaper circulation and took pictures by day. He hung out in Harlem and found as his mentor the man who was then the nation's most prominent black photojournalist, Gordon Parks. One day, Parks told Alexander how he was trying to mount an exhibition of his Life magazine work. Parks told him,
he said, well, the pictures, they want, I can't get the negatives because Life magazine owns all of that stuff. And I said, what do you mean, owner? You shot it, right? He said, yeah, but.
The show didn't happen. This was around the time Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Both events led Alexander to a life-defining decision.
I said, I'm just going to document black people for 10 years. Gordon says to me, says, well, James, that sounds like a good idea, but your ass is going to starve.
So Alexander decided to earn a photography degree and teach others to do what he loved at the same time. It worked. An image on another wall bears that out. It captures a scene on the sidewalk in front of the Tupelo, Mississippi Police Department on a day in 1978. By then, Alexander was teaching in Atlanta, and he took his students on a field trip to a Ku Klux Klan protest and rally. Five men are in full Klan regalia in the photo, white robes, hoods.
And then these guys here are new recruits. They didn't quite get their uniforms yet, all right?
Alexander used a wide-angle lens and stood very close to these men. He doesn't remember being afraid.
My feeling, these guys here, their reputation is not about doing stuff in the daytime.
So you figured as long as the sun was up?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what happened when the sun went down.
What happened was that Klan members assaulted protesters on their way out of Tupelo. Alexander shared his photos with the assaulted.
And they used those pictures to prosecute a lot of those people who were Klan.
Men went to jail with the help of Alexander's photography. That was just one example of how he has used his photography as activism. That practice encouraged Jeff Bruce of the Tubman Museum to mount the show.
The idea that he's coming at this as a kind of a blank, just recording, no.
Alexander says he's never made a picture for hire.
The first thing that comes through your head is the mentality of the, you know, the media that you're working for.
But Alexander knows his isn't the only point of view.
I can't tell you, you know, that what you think is important isn't.
Jim Alexander just wants you to take a second and try to see things the way he sees them. The show Participant Observer will be at the Tubman African American Museum in Macon through the end of March. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.